What do we know about the single agent activity of bevacizumab in the metastatic setting?
We actually know a fair amount now, and the answer is it doesn't do much. The best data on bevacizumab monotherapy actually comes from the Giantonio ECOG 3200 study of FOLFOX plus or minus bevacizumab. As you may remember, there was initially a third arm of bevacizumab monotherapy. That arm was discontinued early before complete closure of the study, since that arm was not tracking quite as well as the other two arms. What we know is the response rate was about 3%, which is actually biologically interesting, but probably not clinically meaningful. In addition, we know that the duration of a response was so short that there really was almost no impact on survival or time to progression related to bevacizumab monotherapy. And if you look in comparing all of the arms, there's clearly a benefit for FOLFOX bevacizumab compared to FOLFOX alone. Initially, the bevacizumab and FOLFOX alone arms have a bit of similarity related to overall survival, but that probably relates to the efficacy of FOLFOX in the patients who quickly progressed on bevacizumab monotherapy. I think the take-home message for this is there's a biological hint nature is telling us by the 3% response rate, but I don't think that's clinically meaningful enough to use bevacizumab as monotherapy for metastatic colorectal cancer. The other issue is that in both the first line and the second line setting, the best regimens have always been chemo plus bevacizumab. And there probably relates to the mechanisms of synergy. And there may simply be an additive effect, which if chemo is good, even though it's not great, it's still a useful platform to build on. And there's really no compelling reason to use bevacizumab as monotherapy. There is an interesting sort of footnote to the question, as opposed to starting with bevacizumab monotherapy, is there any role for titrating down to it? And that's probably a more clinically relevant question. And the issue has to do with, for patients who cannot tolerate all of the chemotherapy platform, how does one adjust if they still seem to be responding? Obviously, the data with 5-FU bevacizumab alone and the design of all of the studies suggests that reduction or even elimination of the most offensive cytotoxic agent is reasonable. That is, those who would be on FOLFOX bevacizumab could be reduced to 5-FU bevacizumab. Those on 5-FU irinotecan bevacizumab could be reduced to 5-FU plus bevacizumab. There is no data for further reduction for patients who aren't tolerating the 5-FU component of that. And I would suggest that the benefit is likely to be so incremental, we should not probably do that as a standard approach. Of course, it's within the physician's discretion to try to do an experiment of one, which is essentially, if that question comes up, to see how the patient were to do on bevacizumab monotherapy and restage after 1 or 2 months. And I think we'll have a very good answer for that individual patient with follow-up.